Next patient is Laura Pau. Laura Pau, F-O-W. F is in fact, F-O-W, Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Date of birth is 9/29/67. Date of visit is 5/21/24. Please make copy for Jessica Hill, APRN. Jessica Hill, H-I-L-L, APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Jessica, thank you for sending Laura Pfau for primary evaluation. Next, history, present illness. This is a this is a 56-year-old overweight female who had experienced right-sided chest pain and back pain approximately 2 months ago. Was treated with analgesics and the patient was sent for a chest x-ray on 4/10/24, at which time it showed hyperinflation with no active infiltrates. Period. The patient has cough and has had recurrent bronchitis and also has some wheezing, but denies mastitis, fevers, chills, and no night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. Patient past history includes history of hypertension. And the patient was experiencing pain in her right shoulder as well, and pain on taking deep breaths. The pain has since then resolved, and she does have some shortness of breath with activity, and she denies significant cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for recurrent bronchitis and history of mild diabetes. She denies prior history of surgery. She has hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked half to one pack per day for 38 years. Does not drink alcohol. Next paragraph. Family history. The mother died of old age. Father had Alzheimer's disease. Next, a med list included losartan 25 milligrams daily, Pravastatin 10 milligrams a day, pioglitazone 30 milligrams daily, esomeprazole 20 milligrams daily. And Rybelsus 3 milligrams. Weekly. Rybelsus is R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S. Yes. R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has cough and wheezing and no shortness of breath. Cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has no glaucoma, cataracts. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. And she has no urinary frequency or flank pains. No hay fever or asthma. Denies easy bruising. She has no anxiety, no depression, and no joint pains or muscle aches. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities. No memory loss. Denies skin rash. Next paragraph, medalist. Pravastatin 10 milligrams daily, pioglitazone 30 milligrams daily, esomeprazole 20 milligrams daily, Rybelsus 3 milligrams, and losartan 25 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight. Middle-aged female who's left no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, or leg edema. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 233, saturation 96. HEND, anomalous pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions and no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular swollenness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. There are mild varicosities, no calf tenderness, reflexion 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. It's chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is probable. Possible COPD. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5 is obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. This she will get the pulmonary function study with lung volumes. Also get a CBC, CMP, and IgE level. Also an antitrypsin level. And she will continue with albuterol inhaler, two pumps, TID, PRN. Follow-up visit in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Jessica Hills, APRN. Hills, H-I-L-L-S, APRN. Thank you for this conversation. Let's talk to Suzanne.